Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはトップ10カウントダウンです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a top 10 countdown on
Japan Top 10. Hello
everyone, and welcome to Japan Top 10's January 2024 countdown. I'm your host, Shana.
I'm your host, Louisa.
And Louisa is probably a new voice to most of you. She's our new on-air host. Woo!
Hello everyone. Hi. Thanks for Shana introducing me. Hello. My name is Louisa, and this is my first podcast, so I'm really excited and I'm also very nervous. I came from Hong Kong and I studied Japanese studies and I love traveling in Japan. So I've been listening to J-pop since I was small, and I'm so happy to be here and share so much wonderful music, and I can't wait to explore more songs with all of you. So before we start, there's a little announcement that we would like to make. So we're currently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
And with that done, we can jump into our list for January. I'm really excited because we have a couple of really, actually almost all the songs on this list have me really excited. I don't know about you, Louisa, but I'm really excited to get through this list.
Yeah, I'm also very excited. Okay, so our first song is Yaosobi's Heartbeat, which is a new song to our list.
Number 10.
Mother
As many people might know, Yaasobi is a Japanese music super duo formed in 2019. They're composed of Vocaloid, producer Ayase, and the very famous and very pretty singer-songwriter Ikura.
Absolutely, completely agreed on the very pretty part. Actually, both members of Yaasobi had active music careers before forming the duo. So Ayase was a record producer, songwriter, and then vocalist of rock band Da Vinci, and that was from 2012 to about 2020.
I see. Yeah. Oh, Da Vinci is also a very famous rock band. And so going back to Heartbeat, it was released as a standalone single on December 26, 2023, which was not very long time ago. It was through Dasani Music Entertainment Japan, and it is also act as a theme song for the 7th iteration of annual television special 18 Fest.
I actually have a quick PSA about 18 Fest because it has a special place in my heart. If you guys haven't seen 18 Fest, it's a program run by NHK and it is the coolest thing ever. So what the program does is that involves like groups of 18-year-olds. And they all submit messages, essays, performance videos, whatever they want. And it always follows a specific theme that year. So last year's theme was actually Heartbeat. And so it was Yoasobi's 18 Fest. And Yoasobi actually joins the participants and helps them create and perform an original song together based on these submissions. So, you know, they work alongside each other. They go through the entire creative process. And they all like share heartwarming stories from when they were 18. So it's a must recommend show from me if you're interested in music or you're just a Yoasobi fan or you just enjoy things that make you happy. It's definitely a must watch on my list.
Thank you for your introduction, Jana. I think I will go home and try to watch all the 18 Fest videos. It's very appealing to me.
Definitely okay. Binge worthy.
Oh, that's good. Our next song is Trace of Light by Hoshino Gen, which is also a new song on our list.
9.
Hoshino Gen is a very famous Japanese singer-songwriter, too. He is not only a musician, but an actor and writer. I watched a lot of his shows and TV dramas, which I also like him a lot. His music and both his drama.
Yeah, Gen Hoshino is definitely a staple in the hearts of all J-drama fans. Very much a heartthrob. We all love him. And when we talk about his music career, actually, from its formation in 2000 until its disbandment in about 2015, Hoshino actually led the instrumental band Sake Rock, and he played very interesting instruments. He played the marimba and the guitar.
Wow, I didn't know about that. Marimba. I have to search what it is. It sounds quite interesting.
A marimba is like a xylophone, if you've seen it. But it's made entirely out of wood.
Oh.
It's a really lovely instrument. I'm a big marimba fan myself. It's like a little piano. I mean, the do re mi fa sol la ti do is like the same as a piano, but it has like that wooden hollow sound to it. It's beautiful to listen to. Very acoustic.
Oh, I like acoustic. That's good. Well, yeah. So in 2021, Ashino married the actress Yui Aragaki, which is his co-star in the television series The Full-Time Wife Escapist. I personally love that drama a lot. And he also became more famous because of marrying Aragaki. And they are a very adorable couple.
They really are. I'm a big fan of the Aragaki-Hoshino couple myself. They're very cute together, and it's nice when, you know, everyone ships characters together on screen, and then off screen you realize there's a romance happening, then they get married and it's beautiful. It's like the ultimate canon story.
Yeah. And I really like the theme song of Full-Time Wife Escapist too.
Absolutely. I think actually this song may be familiar to some Spy X Family fans because it's actually the ending theme song for the new film Spy X Family Code White.
Yes.
I'm personally a Spy X Family gal, and I cannot explain enough how Gen Hoshino is the perfect person to sing this song. And the entire song, I love the constant beat it adds to the entire mystery and, you know, the consistency of the show as well. And it's your quintessential anime ending that has you, you know, feeling good after a movie that just, you know, kind of warms your heart. Mm. And I mean, if you haven't watched Spy X Family, I'm out here to tell you, you're missing out.
Yeah, I personally haven't watched the Spy X Family yet, but I've watched it. I watched their the series, but the film not yet. So after listening to this song, I'm gonna go and watch that.
You must. It is very important now that you go watch Spy X Family.
Yeah, and thank you for a recommendation, Jenna.
Always. Okay. I convert people constantly. But now we're just going to quickly get into our next song. And up next, we have The Peak by Sekai no Owari. And this song has stayed at the same position on our charts.
Number 8. Yowasa o mikata ni tsumete oka. Dare yori mo takaku toperu ndakara. Konna tokoro de tomatte.
てきたから Yeah 麻痺して笑ってるんだろうあの日々の痛みも過去だから多分自分を敵に回したそれは強いようでもろいから Yeah 自分を味方につけた僕は誰より強くなるはずさ今
Sekai no Owari is one of my favorite J-pop groups that I've listened since I was in high school. Not very long ago, but it is always my favorite group because their name is very interesting. That it's translated to end of the world, Sekai no Owari, the ending of the world. And their band was formed in 2005 and they have four members, Nakajin, Fukaze, Saori, and DJ Love. And I follow them on Instagram and I know like constantly what they're doing and their
We have
concerts.
A real fangirl here.
Yeah, I really love their music.
So clearly nothing we add on here is going to be new to Louisa, but for new fans of Sekai no Owari, since their debut, they've actually released 7 albums and various singles, as well as featured in their own documentary film Tokyo Fantasy. The band has even collaborated with other artists such as DNCE, Owl City, Nicky Romero, Epic High, and Aloe Black. Some names might be familiar. Owl City, I think Fireflies has done enough for it, but this is a very cool addition to that list.
Yes, and so this song, The Peak, is the newest opening for their hit anime One Piece, which it's we don't need more introduction of that anime, right?
Absolutely not. I think also this song is the most One Piece song I've ever heard. I love how it like kind of fades out like in the middle and then it builds up again. It's quite literally the show. And for fans of One Piece, you will feel me when I say this, when I said those words, because it's like an emotional roller coaster. And I think Sekai no Owari is the perfect band to take us on that roller coaster, especially with the new season.
Exactly. And their lyrics are also very heartwarming and very encouraging, like most of their songs too.
Definitely.
Yeah. So now let's go on to our next song, which is You Know What from Amyon, which is also a new song on our list.
Number 7.
Sayonara, その口癖は誰譲りなの会うたびに寂しくなるのよ少し手を振るだけで消えてしまうようで私が描きすぎてる明るい明日に君もいるガラスの鳥の背中にまたがる私笑う君と天使君見せてあげる
So you just heard You Know What by Imyeon, and Imyeon girly has my heart constantly. She's a Japanese singer-songwriter from Nishinomiya in the Hyogo Prefecture, and she's currently signed to Unboard under Warner Music Japan.
Yeah, and Amyon, she is a very influential J-pop icon, and her songs also inspired me a lot. And she is a singer-songwriter because of her grandmother, which is a very warming story, and who aspired to be a singer or an actress. And her father was also an audio engineer. So she grew up with music and started writing songs when she was in middle school.
Yeah, I mean, Amyon definitely had that music background strong for her because she began penning songs in her first year of high school. So while she was in school, she actually appeared on a music program that a friend uploaded on YouTube, and she performed the song in public for the first time. We love seeing that, like, growth arc, especially for someone as talented as Amyon.
Yes, yes. Amyon is very talented. You just, when you listen to her songs, you found that her lyrics are not very just like normal J-pop lyrics. Her lyrics included her what she thinks, and they're sometimes very, very wild, and it talks a lot about values and maybe some things that is against the authority, and she is just a really interesting person.
Absolutely. I think Amyon is the queen of the emotional ballad, or the emotional acoustic rather. I don't think there's a single Amyon song that hasn't kind of touched my heart. She has such a beautiful voice. Her voice is made... Like, I think Amyon's created her own brand of music, at least in my heart, with her voice. Because there's a song, and I know almost immediately it's an Amyon song, because her voice just matches these heart-wrenching melodies and, you know, emotion-fueled songs. And like you said, she puts so much into the lyrics of her songs as well. And I have so much respect for that, for her as an artist especially.
Yes, yes, you will immediately recognize her voice. Her voice is so distinguishable.
Absolutely. And, you know, before we jump into our next song, we have a quick announcement. If you want to advertise on our podcast, you can! You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find all the details at jtop10.jp, and we can find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Okay, so now let's go on to our next song, which is Sleepwalking Orchestra by Bump Up Chicken. That is also new on our list.
Number 6.
そっとから窓をくぐった光が丘に作った最初の友達空っぽの手をたやすく取られて連れ出されてから夢の中いくつかの普通が重なり合うと時々そこには魔法が宿るあれはおそらく悪魔だわったあれから覚めない過去の頑張りがないと気づいたなくしてた子供を引き返せないことどうして体は引っかかるの心に何を求めてるの愛が吸い込んだ続きの世界何度でも吐いた命の若さ今光が選択何をどれだけ差し出したとしても届かないほどの宝物取り戻したいのか憧れたのか鏡の向こうを揺れて消えるそろそろ行こうかまだ保護者も
there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So Bump of Chicken is a Japanese alternative rock group from Sakura Chiba, and their band members are Mutu Fujiwara, the vocals, Hiroaki Masukawa, he plays the guitar, Yoshifumi Naoi, bass, and Hideo Masu, who's responsible for drums.
And this band is, again, special place. They put out some of the nicest music. I feel like that is the best way to say it.
Yeah.
And they are popular for a reason, because since their conception in 1994, they have released 27 singles and 10 albums. And ever since their third single, Tentai Kansoku, it charted at the top 10 in the Oricon weekly charts, and that was just the beginning.
Yeah, I believe most of us have been listening to Bump of Chicken since we were small, and we grew up listening to their songs, and their songs always have a place in our heart. And so let's go back to the newest song, Sleepwalking Orchestra. It is the opening theme for the new animated series, Delicious in Dungeon.
I love the new genre of anime that's coming up. We've had a lot of anime songs on our list. Clearly, we're seeing a bit of a trend here. But that being said, I love the new genre of anime, which is just cooking anime. It's so heartwarming. I feel like we're seeing the rise of cooking anime, and I'm here for it. Because it's such pretty stills of like cooking, and then you have really fun songs like Sleepwalking Orchestra. And oh my god, I'm a big fan of, you know, the Celtic folk music. So this song was right up my alley, that almost banjo acoustic. I don't know what instrument that is. It sounds like a cross between a banjo or a guitar. I can't pinpoint what instrument that is exactly, but it sounds like a lyre, if that makes sense. But it has that folk music feel to it, and I love it.
Yeah, I love that song too. I think their melody is more flat, but it is also very powerful at the same time. And you will feel that it is a very good theme song of the animated series. Like, it fits the series like perfectly. And it's also very, very distinctive, the melodies. And I just really love this song.
Absolutely. Like you said, it's very distinctive in what it does and how it puts itself out there. And like I said, if you're a fan of, you know, the isekai theme or of cooking anime in general, I definitely think Delicious in Dungeon is an anime you can check out. And if we're going to talk about things you can check out, we have another quick advertisement for you. So if you're an indie Japanese music artist, you create Japanese music and want some exposure, you can get in touch with our music director by sending them an email at nola@jtop10.jp That's NOLA, NOLA at jtop10.jp, along with a song you'd like us to feature on the podcast. And who knows, we may be fangirling over you next time.
Yeah, I just can't wait to hear all of your amazing music. So now let's move on to our next song. It is King Gunu's Specials.
Number 5.
This song, it is also one of our favorite songs. And Shanna, would you like to introduce more about that? I know you're a big fan of that.
I am. Oh my God. Wow. Guys, my fangirling over King New has not gone unnoticed. Daiki Tsuneta is one of my favorite vocalists. So for those who don't know, King New is actually a Japanese band formed in 2013, and it consists of my favorite Daiki Tsuneta, who's the vocalist and guitarist, Satoru Iguchi, who's the vocalist and keyboardist, Kazuki Arai, who's the bassist, and Yu Seki, who's the drummer.
Oh, wow. I listened to some of King Nu's songs, but I'm not super familiar. But this song all brings me back to their other songs. And I really love that song. So their main songwriter is Daiki Zanetta, who also performs as part of the creative collective Millennium Parade. And we also have more introduction about this song.
Yeah, so quick backtrack though. Millennium Parade is one of my favorite collectives. They made one of my personal favorite songs. If any of you watched Belle, the opening song, You, I think? Yeah, I think it was You, was by Millennium Parade. I don't remember if it was the opening song, but there's a song by Millennium Parade. I'm pretty sure it's called You. Beautiful. Check it out. Mwah. Okay, that was a side track to our current song, though. For all the Jujutsu Kaisen fans, I am sorry. But also, this song was the perfect, you know, opener for the Shibuya Incident arc. And oh my god, it clearly did well because it debuted on the Japan Hot 100 list 4 weeks ago at number 4. So oh, wow. Clearly, it had a special place in everyone's hearts.
Yeah.
With tears. And, you know, that being said, I cannot think of a better song for, you know, this upbeat, intense, like, theme that King Nu brings to the song is perfect for the anime. And I love that we're seeing songs that reflect the anime a lot more these days, because I feel like for a really long time I kind of disassociated the theme songs and ending songs. I loved them as individual songs, but in my mind it wasn't like, oh my god, this is connected to the story, or it's a forewarning about the story. But I'm starting to see that more and more now, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, me too. And especially, I think this song has a calm vibe, but it also feels heavily suppressed. And they have a lot of auto-tune vocals and the beat and the keyboards. And it creates an elaborate soundscape. And they all come together perfectly and very multi-layered. So I'm starting to like enjoy the songs, and they are very very interesting, and they come together, the music, they make the very interesting music, building some the vibe that we don't normally can feel through other songs. And especially it also suits the Shibuya Incident story very well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think moving from that really intense song, we have one that's here for our hearts. And that is On a Starry Day by Aiko. And this is a new song to our list.
Number 4.
Step 踏んでいた気な いを馳せる最初で最後の恋だから、きっとも何も食べたりしない、無駄な時間も冷めた嘘も、oh, oh, 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 星の降る霧、あなたも降ってきた、好きなのはその時気づいてた、星の降る霧、あなたも降ってきた、散りばめた目の奥にある世界。
Yeah, I personally love Aiko. She is a very cute lady. Like even though like she is already like not a young girl anymore, her voice is still very sweet, and she looks very young and sweet, and her lyrics are always very heart-wrenching. And she's a singer-songwriter, like if you don't know about her. And she's also very famous for her hit songs. Maybe some of you might have heard before, like Ashita, Kira Kira, Boyfriend, like that.
Absolutely. She has a very youthful voice to her. Mm. And you kind of know where she gets it from, because in April 1996... Aiko actually became a radio host of FM Osaka, and this was right after graduating from college. She then released a CD, which she produced independently with her friends from college in August.
Oh, yeah. And in July 1998, Aiko debuted on her major label with her first single, Ashita, which was used as the theme song for the movie Toare no Hanako-san, which I haven't watched before, but I am... yeah. I'm not sure if I watched that before, actually. Maybe it was a long time ago.
It's okay. We will forgive you for this.
But, I'm gonna try and look it up if I can watch that.
Definitely can. I feel like it is a staple amongst a lot of fans. But going back to this song, it has a very retro theme to it, which it stands by like Aiko's music. She always goes back to the J-pop, like not even city scene, but the disco scene. Mm. That old kind of vintage voice. And she brings that with so much youth. So it's really interesting to hear that sound still alive in a not non-artificial sense today.
Yeah, exactly, non-artificial. And she always sings about love and girls' feelings and the themes like that and never get old. And I'm still a young girl and I still love to hear her songs. And especially this song, I feel like... when I watch their music video and her dance movements, I feel very, very calm and very relaxing. And her voice is just wants you to listen to her like even more every time.
Absolutely. This is definitely a song that listening to with the music video as well makes for a very, makes it a very holistic experience. You know, it's the entire setup is this kind of old, I don't know if it's like a train station or a railway station. I know what it is, but that's the vibe. And then it turns into this like almost disco-esque view. And, you know, she has the disco ball and it's all so retro. It's like the quintessential idea of like the American skating rink with like a disco ball and, you know, retro music in the back. That is... essentially on a study day.
Yeah, I really love its song. And now let's move on to our next song, which I am very excited to share to all of you. It's Fujikaze's Flower.
Number 3.
And why I love this song so much is because I watched their the TV drama of this song, and I really love that, and I listen to it every episode. So this song is basically already brainwashed me over and over again. And Fujikaze is, of course, a very great singer-songwriter, and his songs are very good, and including this one too.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it is no surprise, but Fujikaze is easily one of my favorite artists of all time. Absolutely all time. So I'm completely on board with you when we talk about you know, the beauty of the song. So a little bit more about the singer-songwriter who is the love of my life, Fujikaze. He was raised in Satosho in Okayama, and he actually began uploading covers to YouTube at the age of 12.
Wow.
He released his first studio album, Help Ever Hurt Never, in 2020, and this reached number one on the Billboard Japan Hot Albums chart and number two on the Oricon Albums chart.
Wow, he really made a successful career since he was small. Oh, yeah. And some more information about Fuji. He was actually the first Asian act in history to debut a song in all 73 available countries and regions of Spotify daily viral charts, which was a very impressive thing. And so focusing on this song, this song actually has a lot of underlying meaning, and it is about like searching answers for various questions in life. And if you have watched this drama, I'm sure that you can resemble a lot. And his lyrics are written in a very beautiful language, especially he used flower to talk about finding the flower inside himself and embracing your own worth, self-worth, which is very meaningful.
That sounds so beautiful. And I actually haven't watched the drama. If I'm not wrong, it's Ichiban Sukinahana.
Yes, that's the one. It's very nice.
It is on my to-watch list. So anyone else who hasn't watched this, we now have a very solid review behind it. So it is now going to be my nighttime Japanese J-drama binge. That being said, Fujikaze always brings this beautiful melodic kind of tune to all of his songs. And, you know, he sings with his throat almost, which is like his throat and his chest. And it's so like not deep, but, you know, it has that sort of almost, it's not soft, but it's powerful. I don't know if I'm explaining that right.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
If you can hear that through this song, you know, it, and I just love the melodies, you know, he creates and sings to. He's one of my favorite musicians for a very clear reason.
Yeah, Fujikaze should be a very famous and, but he is always our like number one, maybe sometimes, most of the time our number one, at least for the recent years. I love his music a lot, and I can't stop listening to his music, especially when he has a new song coming up. Just immediately just listen to it, and then for after a few days you'll see there will be like millions of views from his music video, which is impressive. Now let's have some more announcement before we go move on to our next song. So if you want to hear some extra songs in this episode, you can join our Patreon club and become a patron star or patron platinum donor to get some extra songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
And now let us move on to our next song. At number two, we have another iconic band, Official Higedandism, with their song Soul Soup, and this is a new song on our charts.
Number 2.
Oh.
Yes, I personally love this band too. We usually call it Higedan, which is which they have some meaning for that. Maybe they're very manly. It means that, like in Japanese, it's like they have a mustache and they're very manly. So this Japanese pop rock was formed in Shimane in Japan in 2012 by Satoshi Fujihara. He is the lead vocal and also the piano, which you see his piano in some of his music videos, like in Pretender. And Daisuke Ozaka, the lead guitar, backing vocals. Makoto Narasaki, he's the bass, saxophone, and backing vocals. Wow. And Misaki Matsura, he plays drums, percussion, and also bass backing vocals.
And this power group actually signed a record deal with the major label Pony Canyon in 2018. And that was when they released their debut single, No Doubt, which is the lead single from the extended play Stand By You EP.
And also, this song, So Soup, is used as the theme song for the new animated film, Spy X Family Code White.
So clearly, Spy X Family has made its way on our list twice today.
Yes, exactly. So I definitely have to watch, since they have wonderful theme songs.
This is a sign, I think. So I think it is time for you to watch, you know, Spy X Family. There's no other option now, Louisa. This is the clearest sign. That being said, official Higedanism always, they never fail to give their best on, you know, music. And I feel like every single song that has been a theme song for Spy X Family especially has kept in mind the upbeat nature of the entire show. You know, it's very friendly, but, you know, it's fast-paced and the beats match that.
Yeah.
It's a very fast-paced song. You know, it has you up and grooving, and I love that about Higedanism. I feel like they bring that energy with a lot of their songs.
Yes, expect. Yeah, and also whenever they make a theme song for the TV drama or maybe movies or anime series, it would be a famous one. For example, I'm currently watching Silent, which there's from their song, maybe you will know about that. It's a subtitle, and I really love the TV drama, and when I just listen to their past songs, I feel like all of their songs have a very typical style, which is a little bit jazzy, but also funky and fast-paced. But it's sometimes their lyrics will make you cry. And this is very powerful about Higedanism.
Absolutely. They definitely know what they're doing when it comes to music. And I love that for them. I mean, they are, I think, of one of the most iconic Japanese J-rock, pop rock bands out there. And they were actually one of the first Japanese bands I ever listened to. So
wow.
A little bias here when I say all of this.
You listen to the right band, Jenna.
Wow, I got approval, guys. I'm so excited. And we're going to bring in the next song, actually. And that is another well-loved band, Ryokuo Shoku Shakai, which is the Green Yellow Society, with their song Be a Flower. And this shot up 6 places on our charts.
Number 1.
Let's go. られた花瓶も肥やしも何もいらない、その姿が美しい、花になって俺に昼に笑って、その顔にゾクゾクして目が離せない、足見して君のところ私の薬って包んであげるから笑って、ねえ会いたい会いたい、その笑顔に会いたい会いたい、君が笑ってくれるかな、鍵から支えるくらいはいいんじゃない、欲を言えばこの手で咲かせてみせたい、花瓶も肥やしも何もいらない、その姿で咲き誇れ、花になって俺に昼に笑って、その顔にゾクゾクして目が離せない、味見して君の毒を私の薬って包んであげるから、君の闇を私の光で愛してやるから笑って、
I'm so so excited when we talk about Green Yellow Society, because I heard a lot of lots of songs about from them, and their songs are always very, how do I say, it's funky and it always gives you power, and it's always very energetic, and including the songs too. So let's a little bit introduction about them. They are a band from Nagoya, Japan, and they have four members: Nagaya Haruko, Kobayashi Isege, Anami Shingo, and Pippi, the keyboardist and the chorus. I really love this group. From a lot of anime series, you will hear their maybe Nagaya's voice, because her voice is also very distinguishable, very powerful all the time.
I agree. Nagaya Haruko has a very strong voice, and that comes through like even in some of their earlier songs, which is so cool, because the band was originally formed by these five high school students in 2012. But before they met in school, actually, they had become friends on social media. Look at the internet making the world a smaller place.
Yeah, and it's just so good. And it made so many great artists. And they can make good music. And we can listen to them. So the name Rokoshoka Shakai comes from when Nagaya was drinking vegetable juice. So Kobayashi, who saw this, said Rokoshoku Yasai, but the other members mistakenly heard Rokoshoku Shakai. Well, Yasai and Shakai, it's very different, but it's very interesting, and that's why it became Shakai and not Yasai. If it's Yasai, then we'll be laughing at their name all the time. It would be less cool, but it's also very funny.
It's a very fun origin story. I think I have gone on multiple rants about, or not rants so much as, you know, speeches about my love for the Japanese naming system, and Rokoshoku Shakai is definitely one of them. I love the mistaken origin story, but they are what they are today because of it. We thank you, Green Yellow Juice, for being what you are.
Yeah, thank you.
But that being said, the song Be a Flower is the opening to the new mystery anime Apothecary Diaries. And I cannot explain how excited I was for this. If you can't hear it in my voice, my entire body is shaking because I read the manga for Apothecary Diaries before I watched the anime. It is one of the best historical mystery manga I have ever read, and the anime has more or less lived up to it. This opening theme song is perfect for it. It's powerful, it's strong, you know, the mystery is there. I just shivers when I listen to it.
Oh, thank you for Shanna introducing a lot of amazing manga anime today. There's a lot on my list right now.
Yeah, so I mean, I think like we spoke about before, Nagaya's voice was perfect for this, and I see why it's, you know, it's become this popular, because it just instills like this feeling of, it's, I can't describe it, but it's like a tingle down your back, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
I love that Louisa has stood by all my weird explanations of songs. Thank you for that. And, you know, we might be down to the last song on our list, actually. But never fear, because we have a couple of extras. We have our indie spotlight, and it is Kairu by Eki Shola.
Thank you.
little introduction about Aki Shola. She is an independent artist based in San Francisco Bay Area in Japan. She released her fifth album, Kaeru, in November 2023, recorded in Japan with local musicians. Her music features traditional instruments like the Japanese shamisen and Mongolian morin kur combined with jazz fusion, soul, and electronica.
This song, The Opening, is the first track of Kaeru, and it explores the concepts of home and identity, drawing from Eki's own travels to Hiroshima, Lisbon, Portugal, and Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, and more. But she has said she's felt the strongest connection to Japan ever since she visited 20 years ago as a medical student. The album was recorded at Studio Tepamok, which was a former community hospital in Okayama by the Seto Inland Sea.
And Aki Shola's music can be found on YouTube, Bandcamp, and Spotify. So don't miss that. And we are going to. And I hope that you will enjoy their music.
Yeah, I mean, I very personally, I love hearing instruments that, you know, I'd never, you know, think I'd hear in a song. And I love the internet again, because you see the rise of instruments that I don't think I would have had that much exposure to if it weren't for songs like this. Like, I've never heard the morin kur before, and it was so interesting to listen to. It's this beautiful instrumental piece that kind of like feeds your soul, and I really love that. I love how deep and resonating it is. It's a very wind instrument kind of feel. Very strong. I just overall really, really enjoyed it, because I don't personally listen to instrumentals all that much. So this was a really interesting addition to our list.
Yes, very interesting one. And it is a little bit jazz fusion and electronica. So like combining traditional instruments with a little different elements, you always can hear very amazing outcome. And I hope that everyone would enjoy this song a lot.
That brings us to the end of our January 2024 countdown.
Ooh, yay.
even though it's the end for Louisa and I for this episode, never fear, because we have our next episode coming up. And if you're thinking of some hot weather during the winter chill, never fear, because Kuze and Brinton are coming to you with some hot weather vibes all about Japanese beach songs.
Wow.
In an upcoming special episode. So wait for a week from now, and Kuze and Brinton will be bringing you the best of Japanese beach songs.
Ooh, Japanese beach songs. It sounds really interesting. I just thought of some TV dramas, beach dramas, Beach Boys or something like that. I'm not sure if they're gonna include. It's really exciting.
Very excited to see what's coming up next. But I guess that's it for us and our very anime-filled, very fun, very lots of range existing on our January countdown. But how do you feel? Louisa, it was your first episode. How was it?
Oh, I was a little nervous, but I'm just so happy that I can finish this with you. It's a lot of a joy with working with you, Shanna, and listening to all these amazing music, and you gave me a lot of interesting information about like anime and TV dramas, and so there's a lot of the J-pop world for me to explore, and so I'm just so excited to work with you more on and to listen to all these amazing songs of you maybe this time and next time too.
Absolutely. I'm so excited because, you know, this is just the beginning, and we will see you again soon. Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
The cat sat on the mat. Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla heavy-duty construction adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save